Hello, my name is Juan, and today we are joined by Desmond and JD to talk about and discuss how our own different beliefs impact our daily philosophy in life and how it has shaped us. We will start with my beliefs. I believe in treating everyone with respect because you never know what someone else is going through. I have this belief because of stories I've heard from other people and some more personal stories. There are people that might act a certain way or might do something because of what happens to them or because of what has happened to them in the past, and it's better to try and understand them rather than fighting them or judging them. When I was younger, I was a pretty spoiled kid, and I would usually not think about others, but there was a time when that changed for me because I understood how fortunate I really was. When I was younger, there were times I would go outside and help my dad mow the lawn or just clean around the house. And this time, I had just finished mowing the lawn and was bringing the lawnmower to the front of the house so that my dad could put it away. And I saw this other kid, about the same age or younger, who was talking to my dad. And I heard the kid had been asking my dad if he could possibly borrow the lawnmower. Instead of my dad judging him and asking him why, he let the kid borrow the lawnmower. And when the kid left the lawnmower, I asked my dad why he let him take it, because I would always see the kid riding around with his bike, or I would occasionally see him with his family walking down the street, and how did we know we could trust him to bring it back, or how could we know he didn't already have a lawnmower? My dad told me he let the kid borrow the lawnmower because you never know what someone may be going through, and it was true. I would see the kid's mom drinking and walking down the street, while the boy who had just asked for the lawnmower would be way behind his mom, walking with his younger siblings and looking after them. The kid needed the lawnmower to make money, and this was obvious because the day he borrowed the lawnmower, we saw him going from house to house. We would see him walking by all sweaty looking for another house so he could make money by cutting their grass. The kid returned the next day to return the lawnmower with a full gas tank and thanked us for letting him borrow it. That's when I learned why my dad was respectful to everyone, and because my dad was once like that kid. I realized how fortunate I was not to have to work like that at such a young age, and I realized how you never truly know what someone is going through. As you just heard, I strongly believe you should treat everyone with respect in general because you never know what someone may be going through, but also because you may regret not respecting someone in the future. Past decisions are important.
Hello, my name is JD, and one of the things I've always been believing is that on every single decision we made in the past, a different answer or simple action in that very specific moment could have completely changed or brought us on a different path in our lives. Maybe instead of working on that extremely boring and minimum wage job, could have been a very successful person, maybe even a famous personality. Or maybe in that very specific moment, you change your decision and that caused your downfall or even worse, death. What if instead of driving to work, you decided to take the train instead? And the next day, while checking your car, you see the wheel studs in your car. Wheels are loose. If you happen to have driven the car, it could have caused serious accident or death. These are some of the questions I like to ask myself every time, because there are so many possibilities on what could have happened. Now, Dirson, I actually believe this because in the past, if I chose a different answer, I would not be here with you guys. I'll probably never be here in the US. I was given a choice on whether going here in the United States for a chance of a better opportunity, or stay at my home country where most of my relatives and friends are, and live a more simple life. I was given a few months to answer, and a simple no would have been a completely different take on how my life would have been. But I decided to accept it anyways. And sometimes I look back on the decisions I make and wonder if that really is the correct choice. So every now and then I make sure the decision I made is the path I want to take.